Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the Midday News. All hospitals throughout France will observe a minute of silence at noon to pay tribute to Karen Mézineau. The 38-year-old nurse succumbed to her injuries after being stabbed Monday at the CHU of Reims. The city attorney will hold a press conference at 1:30. The 59-year-old suspect had a psychiatric history. Also in the news, Emmanuel Macron will be in Roubaix tomorrow. The head of state will pay tribute to the three police officers who died last Sunday in an accident in Villeneuve-d'Ascq near Lille, hit by a car which was coming the wrong way. The 24-year-old driver was drunk and tested positive for cannabis. The parliamentary immunity of Damien Abad was lifted this morning by the Office of the National Assembly, which gives the green light to the request of the court. The MP of Ain and former minister is targeted by a preliminary investigation for attempted rape. This decision thus opens the way to a possible police custody. Damien Abad denies these accusations. We remain in the National Assembly, where Marine Le Pen will be heard this afternoon at 2 p.m. by the Commission of Inquiry into Foreign Interference. The president of the RN Group, will be heard on the Russian loan contracted in 2014 by her party. And this is a record for dividend payments worldwide. $326 billion were received by shareholders in the first quarter, a sum up 12% over 1 year. Automotive, banks, and oil producers are the sectors that have paid the most dividends. In the United States, Donald Trump's main rival will officially start the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Ron DeSantis will announce his candidacy this evening. The conservative governor of Florida is nevertheless far behind in the polls. And then 6 euros per month is the supplement that will be charged in France by Netflix for users who share their account with someone outside their household, such as a friend, colleague, or neighbor. The decision was made by the streaming giant, which saw its number of subscribers decrease slightly in 2022. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.